LeBron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Now, a lot of times when you look at a stat sheet after a game, one of the first things you'll look at is your turnovers. And when you see six of them there, I want to know what goes through your mind and what you feel like you can do differently as the series moves on.
I just got to be more more conscious about, you know, certain passes, certain plays that I'm making. You know, that's 11 for me in the two games, 5.5 per game, and that's not going to cut it. You can make a couple more mistakes at home than you can on the road. So I got to be better with the ball in order for us to be successful.
LeBron, Joe Barton, Cleveland.com. I've been asking everybody this question about you. Now I should ask you, how important is it for you to be moving before Boston's double team comes, and how much of a difference did that make once you started to get going there late third, early fourth quarter?
Well, I just try to read and react the game. Sometimes my mind gets caught up into it too much, and you know, I start being indecisive at times. But you know, for me, I have to be aggressive. I have to make quick moves before the defense get there, the second line of defense, and also bait them as well. So, you know, first half, you know, I think I was, you know, waiting too long, being a little bit indecisive, not being aggressive for our team's success, and I just want to try to change that approach in the second half.
Back in the corner, Tom Withers, Dan.
Tom Withers, Associated Press. Along those lines, Bron, did you feel like in the last minutes you had to impose your will, that you had to take this game over?
Well, I've been in this moment before, you know, and you know, a lot of our guys haven't, so I felt like, you know, it was important for me to just try to put a staple on the game the best way I know how, and that's being aggressive. You know, I was able to make a few plays to help our team get the win, and that's was very important for me, you know, just to be there for my team when needed.
Kenny wrote a WHBC radio. LeBron, 15 of your 30 came in the fourth quarter. Was it something that you picked up through the first three quarters that allowed you to control and dominate, I guess, the fourth quarter?
Well, like I said, I'm always analyzing the game throughout the game, you know, when I'm on the floor, when I'm on the bench, or whatever the case may be, and just trying to figure out ways I can help our team, you know, me personally, but at the same time helping the team as well. So, you know, my mind is always kind of just, you know, figuring out, you know, the positions on the floor where I can be, you know, be successful, you know, playing off the floor, or getting all, you know, rebounds and things of that nature, but being aggressive. And, you know, my coaching staff and the teammates, they give me a great, they give me all the leeway I can to help this team be successful, and I was able to do that.
LeBron, you and Kyrie combined to score the final 28 points for your team tonight. What is it like to be able to have him out on the floor with you and work in tandem?
Well, it's a treat for sure to have a guy like that who can score with the best of them, and just, you know, he's very poised for a young guy, and in this type of environment, and you know, it's great to have him out there.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN.com. LeBron, from my vantage point, it looked like Evan Turner might have got some contact with your face in the first half, and throughout the game, Crowder, some contact back and forth. When you have an opponent and it seems like physicality is part of their game plan, how do you counterbalance that move?
I just try to win. Just win. You know, I don't try to get too involved in the extracurricular of the game. You know, my only concern is how I can make a play to help us win. You know, and I've seen it all before. I've seen everything that a defender or a team can put at me. You know, either try to take me out of my game, or, you know, say, you know, just try to make them shoot jump shots, or we'll make them pass, or we'll try to make them score. I've seen it all, so I'm able to calibrate that throughout the game and see how ways I could be effective.
Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. LeBron, I know this is a series of firsts for a lot of your teammates. You're going to Boston for the first road game. How will you convey the importance of what's required to win a road game?
Well, first of all, we can't have 18 turnovers, 22 points, in a the first half, we gave up a lot of second-chance points. They had 19 for the game, but in the first half, they dominated, and that's what they were able to keep them in the game. So we have to clean that up. We have to clean glass, and we have to take care of the ball, and that will give us the best possible chance to win in a hostile environment.
And just a quick follow-up to Rachel's question. Were you aware that you and Kyrie were doing all the scoring during that stretch, all of the fourth quarter? And at any point, does that become by design?
I was not aware, and it's not by design. It just happened that way. And, we just try to put ourselves in a position where we can be successful for the team's success, and that's all that matters.
LeBron, you mentioned the turnovers and the second chance points, yet you guys are still able to come out with a win by 8 points. What does it say about a team to overcome that type of adversity in the playoffs in a big situation?
Well, you can't hang your hat on offense in the postseason. The possessions become very tight, the game becomes very physical, and you have to have something to fall back on, and that's defense. And, the 18 turnover, 22 points, and 19 points, a second chance, we can't allow. But you're always going to give yourself a chance to win when you defend, and we did that. We held them to 38% from the floor. That's huge. That's huge, and we have to continue that, especially in their building.
Gary Walsh from Boston Globe. Can you take us through the alley, the half court alley oop to Kevin? And is there art to throw in an alley oop from half court?
Well, it's touch. You just try to put it there the best possible way for your guy, the recipient, to go up and just catch a finish. And I seen Kevin running the left wing the whole time, and I think it was Zeller back there who didn't see him get behind him, and I just tried to throw it up to him, and he. Surprised all of us, with the way he finished it. But it was a big play. It was a big momentum swing for our team.
Hi, Brian Rex, Alba, NBA Philippines. You showed some concern about your lack of playoff experience of the team before game one. After the second game, and you saw your team come together and win the 2 games in a row, do you still have those concerns or moving forward?
Well, I think every experience that we will have, throughout this postseason will be, it'll be great for us. It'll be a learning curve for all of us, but for the younger guys, for sure, that haven't been a part of this. And, that's the best teacher in life is experience. And I think what they're learning on the fly, in these first 2 games and also Thursday and Sunday, will be great for the young guys, for sure.
Last one, Kenny.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. LeBron, two first quarters average at best for you guys, two very good third quarters in these first 2 games. What do you need to do differently coming out of the gates in game three, and what do you try and continue in quarter number three in game three?
Well, we definitely have to be better to start the game. And, like I said, the mistakes that you can make at home, which you try to limit as much as possible, you cannot make on the road. And we have to understand that, and we have to understand they're going to come out with a lot of aggression. Understand they're going to try to hit us first, which they did tonight. They did a great job of starting the game. I think it was 16-8 at one point. But we have to be ready for them. We have to be ready for their speed. We have to be ready for their crowd. We have to be ready for their execution and everything combined, and not wait around too much and be ready to go from the beginning. And but the one thing, like I continue to say, if we defend, and we rebound, we're going to give ourselves a great chance to win game three.